Gemara Pesachim on Daf Lamedhe, as well as the Gemara Menachot Daf Ayin, discusses the five grains. The five grains are in Lashon HaKodesh, Hita, Us'ora, Kusemet, Shifon, and Shibolet, Shu'am. Hita, we explain it as wheat. That's the standard grain that everybody knows. And Se'ora, we explain it as barley. And then you have the other three, which is Kusemet, Shifon, and Shibolet Shu'al. Traditionally, the way they explain Kusemet is spelt, and the way they explain Shifon is rye, and traditionally the way they explain Shibolet Shu'al is oats. Today we discuss Shibolet Shu'al specifically. Where did they get Shibolet Shu'al to mean oats? Rashi in his commentary gives us a Lashon La'az, and he calls it Avina. And Avina in the French is oats. And that's not only, he's not the only one that explained Shibolet Shu'al as Avina, but in the Sefer of the Aruch, which is one of the Rishonim, in his first interpretation, also explained it to mean Avina, which is oats. And many of the Rishonim of the Ashkenazim also went in that derech, including Rabbeinu Avadya Bar Tenura, that explained that Shibolet Shu'al in his interpretation was Avina, which is oats, although there might be a contradiction in the Bar Tenura. In another place it sounds like he learns it as spelt. But nonetheless, there are Rishonim that learned that one of the grains is oats. Now if it's a grain, there's many halachot that will come out of it. If it's a grain, then we have to treat it on Pesach as chametz, because the Gemara clearly says that only the five grains are able to become chametz. That being said, for example, rice is not one of the five grains, so rice can never become chametz. Corn is not one of the five grains. Millet is not one of the five grains. So therefore these things, even though you make them into flour, and even you put water, and even you make a dough out of it, it can never become chametz. Whereas the five grains, if you make a dough out of it and you let it rise, they can become chametz, and somebody that eats it can be subject to Chas v'Shalom karet on Pesach. Another halakha comes out of it. Once you classify these grains therefore will be suitable to make matzah from them. Because the rule is that whatever grain can become chametz is the grain that's only suitable to make matzah out of. So therefore we have wheat matzah, we can have barley matzah, we can have spelt matzah, we can have rye matzah, we can have oat matzah. But you cannot have rice matzah, and you cannot have millet matzah, because since they do not have the ability to become chametz. Clearly there's other halakot that will come out of this. If you make a bread out of these five grains during the year, the beracha will be hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, and the beracha haronah will be birkat hamazon. Whereas on rice, clearly there's no hamotzi on rice bread, and there's no birkat hamazon, and even the beracha rishona, although rice is a mezonot, which is a discussion in itself, but beracha haronah is burin nefashot. So therefore again, there'll be another nafkamina. The law says that if a lady makes, let's say, 3.5 pounds of dough, so she's obligated to take challah. But the law of challah is only on the five grains. So therefore, if she makes a dough from these five grains, she'll be obligated to take challah. If it's made out of rice flour, or made out of corn flour, or any other flour, millet, there would be no chiyuv of challah. So there's many halachot that come out of knowing what's a grain and what's not a grain. Now, there's become great controversy when it comes to Shibolet Shu'al. The controversy began after the printing of a book by a Orthodox professor by the name of Professor Rabbi, as well he is, Yehuda Felix. from the Bar Ilan University in Israel that did a very, very thorough study on the botany and the plants and the flowers of Eretz Yisrael from the times of the Mishnah. And he comes out with some proofs that he has that the Shibolet Shu'al cannot mean oats. Number one, oats did not exist in the times of the Mishnah and Eretz Yisrael. He proves it somehow. And he also comes along and says that oats have different characteristic traits than the other four. The assumption he has is that what makes the chametz is the gluten. And that's true. Whereas oats doesn't have gluten. And therefore, it behaves differently than the other four grains. So therefore, he is almost certain that oats is not shibolet shu'al, and therefore oats is not considered a grain. Once you say oats is not considered a grain, whatever comes out, comes out. That means it's not going to be considered suitable to make matzah out of it. It will not be suitable to make hamotzi on it if you make bread. You will not be obligated to take challah from it. You will not make a mezonot on it, on oat, so on. With all the different nafkaminot we come out. That's how he is certain, and he goes so far as to say that Rashi and those Nishonim clearly made a mistake in their identification of it. And so be it. The only problem is, do we accept? The question would be, how do we deal with it today based on this new findings of Rabbi Yehuda Felix? So if you look in the modern post scheme, I refer to Rav Moshe Feinstein, although it's not written in the Igrot Moshe per se, but it is said in his name. Rav Eliyashiv, Alav Shalom, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, the later poskim concur that we have to be strict to treat oats on Pesach for sure as a potential chametz with all the findings. Since Rashi said Avina is a grain, we're not going to say with 100% certainty that Rashi made a mistake and all those Yishonim to'eh, and therefore now take the risk of eating chametz on Pesach. So therefore, recently, one of the, not going to say a rabbi, but a writer, if you can even say that, that writes some, entertains his audience with some, provocative articles, wrote that it is permissible on Pesach to eat Cheerios. And he writes it with all, all the seriousness. And he writes that anybody that says that oats is a grain, it's asur to say such a thing. And that Rashi was wrong, and therefore to have Cheerios on Yom Tov, on Pesach, and you have nothing to worry about. And now, clearly that article, is very thought-provoking, and clearly, will be very good for the readership, but it shows no level of scholarship whatsoever. In the article, he doesn't quote any sources, which already is suspect. That's just one man's word. He doesn't give us the sources. And he talks in very strong hyperbole, which is exaggeration, to prove his point. To the extent he says, you're probably more safe eating Cheerios on Pesach than eating matzah on Pesach. Because he's certain beyond the shadow of a doubt that Rashi made a mistake, and therefore he's willing to take that onus on himself to put somebody in a safek isur karet. This is again another example of the construction of youth is destruction. That sometimes when youth was inexperienced in halakha, that they read an article and they do a superficial analysis of something, and they get excited, and sometimes they also have a grudge already, an existing grudge against the establishment, which is pushing them in order to take these findings to an exaggerated degree, and therefore you know, to cast aspersions on all the Rabbanim and all the Kashrut agencies till now, and all the customs, the age-old customs that we have. Again, this is not the first time that this author, you know, went beyond his beyond any of the norms of normal acceptance Jewish halakha. Well, again, for entertainment value and for provoking thought, these articles have great value, but they also have great value to burn them with your hametz, because halakhically they are unsound. Nobody's going to take an article written in some newsletter by a doctor against the poskim and against the tradition. The Rambam says the tradition is the basis of Jewish halakha, the Mesorah and the Minhag. And that's been our Minhag for many years, to treat oats as a grain. And therefore, we're going to be clearly mahmir not to go to the extreme to promote eating Cheerios and all oat grain cereals on Pesach. It should be noted that these are very dangerous precedents that these young fellows take. I don't think they even calculate their, you know, what they're writing sometimes. They don't realize the, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt on this, of course. They don't realize the damage that they do to a community when they undermine tradition, when they, like I said, cast aspersions on what the Hakamim are telling us for all these years. Now a regular layman reads this article and says, oh, you see that, the rabbis, they were being strict on us all these years for no reason. And it's not for no reason. Rashi says Shibboleth Shu'al is Avina. The Aruch says it's Avina, which is oats. It's not for no reason. And the article makes it as if there's no basis, and therefore, you know, it's total, you know, a waste of time. Shomu Shamayim Azot. I said, this only comes from people that are angry at the establishment, that have already a chip on their shoulder before they're writing the article. They have already claims, not on the Rabbanan, that claims on the whole religion. And it comes out. As much as they try to veil it in halakha, it's, you know, very, very apparent that it's not only about the halakha. This is about, you know, espousing their anger and their critique and their cynicism against authentic, you know, orthodox practices. It's much deeper than the halakha. You have to read between the lines. It's not about only eating Cheerios on Pesach. It's about, you know, diluting and creating a schism between the Hachamim and the people. So to break that Emunat Hachamim, to break the Emunat Hazal, to break that reverence that we have to the Rishonim, especially Rashi HaKadosh. So therefore, one should not take any of these articles seriously, more than just as entertainment. And clearly Cheerios on Pesach is Asur. And again, not that I have to clarify, not that I have to you know, qualify my words here, but even if you'd say that oats are not one of the grains, that doesn't mean Cheerios is still kasher la Pesach. There's a big jump from saying an oat is not a grain and then saying that there's no trace of gluten just because they write gluten-free or something like that. One has to know maybe there's other ingredients and things like that as well. But we don't even have to get that far. The ingredient that we're concerned about is the oat itself. So then again, in that article he writes that you're better off eating Cheerios than matzah. Because, you know, matzah can become hametz. Cheerios can't become hametz. Again, that's a certainty beyond the shadow of a doubt that all the Rishonim that we mentioned are wrong. And all those commentators, you know, were conclusively wrong, to the extent that somebody's going to go to the other extreme to be matir. Now, what is our halakha? If somebody is a celiac who has a gluten intolerance, where they can get sick by eating gluten, on the contrary, the poskim will tell them to make oat matzot and eat the oat matzot, and will consider it that there can be yotzeh. Of course, if a person wants to bypass this whole issue, let them have spelt matzah, so they don't even have to get involved in the, now, not because of Nashi wrong or not, it's a machlok in Rishonim in itself what Shibboleth Shu'al is. Is Shibboleth Shu'al Avina? Is it spelt? Is it from that standpoint? But so if you have a choice to have a spelt matzah that your body can tolerate it, or a oat matzah, of course, bypass the whole controversy and have a spelt matzah. But that doesn't mean to go to the other extreme and say that we're treating it so much not as a grain that we're going to have Cheerios either. We have to treat it lechumrah. Supposedly, if you look on the website of the CRC, of the, you know, the Chicago Rabbinical Council, they wrote a long essay on this over here, and they quote Shomol Zalman Oyebach, that he said, I never said that I agree with these findings, and I never, you know, said that this is the halakha. I guess they were misquoting him, and clearly Rabbi Yeshu was very, very saddened about this, and we saw from one of the Rosh Yeshivot of Kol Torah that was upset when a Mishnah came out with the picture book of Mishnah, and they put the picture of Shibboleth Shu'al as something else than oats. And he felt that that's a bad precedent again, that the students are going to see that she's saying oats and the picture showing something else. And that already is going to dilute the students' understanding that she is Toeh, and so on and so forth. So it's again, besides the ramifications on Pesach, this has ramifications throughout the Mesorah and the tradition. But again, halakha l'maaseh, we have to be stringent to treat Shibboleth Shu'al also as oats, and therefore oats are going to be forbidden on Pesach if they're made into hametz, of course. And clearly, if a person has no choice but to eat oat matzah, so we'll be allowed to eat the oat matzah, make a berakat motzi, as well as al achilat matzah, and he'll be yotzeh yedei chorban.